This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Everybody's fired up. Hope you had a great weekend. We're down a man, down a Danette. Seton is off today, but Fritzy's here to more than make up for the back row loss.
We're going
to
try.
Thank you, Todd. Marvin, celebrity Marvin. Marvin is leading the celebrity bracket challenge. If Connecticut wins, Marvin wins. You're a celebrity.
To who?
I don't know. You're in the celebrity bracket challenge, and right now you're in first place. I don't think you can lose. Jim Boeheim is second, and then Seton O'Connor, he has UConn as well. So we could have Marvin and Seton as 1-2 in the celebrity bracket challenge. Who knew you were a celebrity?
Nobody.
Paulie's here as well. Yours truly, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. And this hour brought to you by Mercedes-Benz SUV. You want to take a test drive? Takes no time at all to set one up at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more. MBUSA.com. LSU wins the national championship, first title in school history. We asked this question when Kim Mulkey left Baylor to go to LSU, and you had LSU changing their coaches, you know, with football, and then you had Kim Mulkey. And were they going to win a national title with football, or were they going to win one with women's college basketball? And they brought in 9 new players. And she wins a title at LSU, certainly ahead of schedule there. Connecticut rolls Miami. San Diego State comes back to beat Florida Atlantic. We'll talk about that coming up here in a moment. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates, we're numbering 390 cities around America that carry this award-nominated program. Let's see. Who's going to be doing the poll question today? Oh, Todd's going to do the
honor. I will handle that.
Okay. Do you have any idea what we're going to go with today?
We have a few. Paulie had best game of the weekend, Iowa, South Carolina, Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, LSU, Iowa was one option.
All right, so the most entertaining game is what we're talking about here. Okay. All right. What else do you have?
We also have the sporting event I most enjoyed this weekend was Women's Final Four and title game. John McEnroe, Michael Chang versus Andre Agassi, Andy Roddick in pickleball. That was an interesting watch. First weekend of MLB games, NBA action or other.
Okay.
Another one was, what's your excitement level for tonight's UConn-San Diego championship game? I'm so pumped. I'll have it on in the background, and no thank you.
Okay. That feels like that's you imparting. That's your passive aggressive right
I'll
there.
I'll have it out in the background. I think I'm in the middle. I'm
no,
the middle
thank you.
And we had LSU's Angel Risa taunting of Iowa's Caitlin Clark was poor sportsmanship or deserving. Good for her. Based on some of Clark's other antics.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up here in a moment. And I was mentioning, you know, when Brian Kelly went to LSU, that was a big deal. And we thought, all right, how long before he wins a national championship or competes for one? And then Kim Mulkey leaves Baylor to go to LSU. And she ends up winning a national title. Yeah, Marv.
she hadn't even won all her games yet.
Oh, I see what you did
nice
there.
Nice reference.
Yeah, she won most of them. I think they only lost two games this year and ended up winning the national title. All right, so we'll settle on a poll question. Your phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. All right, let me address the national title game coming up tonight. And a lot of times we look at the Blue Bloods, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, UCLA. Those four schools have combined for 30 national titles. But over the last quarter century, Connecticut should be in that elite conversation. Huskies have won three titles. They did that with Jim Calhoun in the late 90s and 2000s. Then Kevin Ollie came in. Didn't last long, but he did win a title in 2014. And here you have Danny Hurley, who's there in the national title game. You could have three different coaches winning national titles at the same school since 1999. Has any any school come close to winning that number of titles since 1999? Yeah, Paul.
I've got the list in front of me, and I'm pretty sure UConn is the leader. I think in the past 25 years, UConn has four national titles, likely five tonight. I've got Duke having three in the past 25 years. I got UNC having three. I got Michigan two for Kansas.
Yeah,
two for Florida. I think Nova's got one, but that's pretty much it.
But it feels like when Connecticut is really good, they're winning a championship. And when they're not, then they're not on the national landscape. And I think that's where they don't get lumped in with these other programs who it feels like year in and year out are always there, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, competing for a national title. Connecticut, if you're going to – they're spacing them out. They're very economical when it comes to winning national championships. But Danny Hurley's done a wonderful job, and this is the blueprint now. Hey – who do we have coming in? Let's go get some people. And Bruce Pearl, the Auburn head coach, brought up something interesting about what recruiting is now. And I would never spend any time recruiting a high school player. I mean, if you make a run at an elite player, great. I would wait until, because what happens is you're probably recruiting when they're a junior or a sophomore. You're going to spend 3 years before you get them to go to your school, if you get them, and they're only going to be there maybe for 1 year. Why would I spend all of that time for maybe 1 year when I would wait for them to come in as a freshman or sophomore, see if they can establish themselves, and then I say, do you want to transfer here? And name, image, and likeness. You know, Congress is going to get involved in name, image, and likeness. That's because the NCAA screwed this up royally. They're asking for Congress to help out. Hey, you know, can we oversee this now? But right now you're on the Autobahn. There's no speed limits here. In college athletics, it's name, image, and likeness. And make no mistake about it, it's not, hey, we'll wait till you sign. Now we'll tell you about name, image, and likeness. This is, how much am I going to get? I mean, let's put it in the terminology of the athlete here. Would you go to a school and then say, let's talk about what my money is going to be? It's not happening. But the NCAA now knows that this is widespread. For some reason, they were under the impression that only quarterbacks were going to get this, or maybe an elite basketball player. It's everybody. It's in the women's game. Caitlin Clark, she'll make more NIL than most college players will this year and next year. But NCAA is asking Congress to get involved in this. And these coaches now are looking at this saying, all right, how much money is in the treasure trove here? We'll bring you in. We're going to give you this. Now, they always say this. You know, you're not allowed to do that. Oh, okay. We won't. There's no paperwork here. All it is, all right, this is what we're going to give you. So the kid who went, the quarterback who went to Florida, and they were going to offer him, what, $12, $13 million? And then all of a sudden they backed off, and then he transferred. Do you think he went there going, okay, when I sign, tell me what I'm going to make? But this is what college athletics is all about now. I mean, even Angel Reese, the star for LSU, transferred from Maryland, where she was really good, and Maryland's a good program. This is what's happening now. And you see this in the men's game, and Connecticut benefited from that. LSU benefited from that, winning a national title for the women's game. It's all about, come on in for a year or two. You know, Michigan Wolverines are losing their two best players who are transferring. I mean, this is what's happening now. Yeah, Marv.
And imagine if you're a 20-point scorer at East Carolina and you can go somewhere like, wait, I can be the fifth starter on North Carolina or Duke or whatever and go there, and you're a junior and go there for your senior year, that's perfect because, one, they already know you're proven at a certain level, and you could just add on to a really good team.
Well, Connecticut's trying to win its fifth national title, Duke with three, North Carolina three. So they have a combined six national titles since 1999. Give you an idea of what Connecticut has done. Jim Boeheim, the former Syracuse head coach, who was in the Celebrity Bracket Challenge, is going to join us coming up in a little bit here. He's going to zoom in. Because I also want to talk to Coach about, this was a story that hasn't emerged yet, but it's going to. I think we're all under the impression that the one and done was going to be gone with the NBA. The NBA was going to allow you to come in after your high school, your senior season. We had talked about it. We were under the assumption it was going to happen. Well, there's a new collective bargaining agreement. Doesn't look like the one and done is going away. It's going to stay for college basketball. I was surprised at that. So we'll talk to Boeheim about that as well. All right. Now, LSU beating Iowa. And instead of focusing on that, most of the focus has been, at least social media, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. It wasn't a very good game. I thought the officials, you know, you didn't let them play. And, you know, this is both sides. Yeah, I want to see the best players out there. Now, do you give them preferential treatment? Consciously, probably not. But I didn't want the officials to be the story, and they were. LSU was a better team. I thought Iowa was spent. They looked tired in the first half, but LSU hit shots. They have depth. Reese was in foul trouble, and those women hit some really big, big shots. They were physical with Caitlin Clark. I thought South Carolina was going to do that. LSU had better athletes out there. And Kim Mulkey, who at times was the sixth person on the floor for LSU, the way she played, her team certainly reflected that. They were tough and hit shots, and down the stretch, they dominated that game. Now you got a lot of people who just showed up. It's like, hey, college basketball, now I'm an expert. That Iowa kid, the white girl, looks really good. I like her. She shoots deep. And the ratings bear it out. I think that LSU was upset with the coverage of Caitlin Clark, not Caitlin Clark, because this has been building for 2 years. And LSU was like 30-2 this year. They were, I think, a three seed. And Angel Reese is a great player. And they have a really, really talented team. And we're the better team. But the officials didn't let Iowa play the way Iowa normally does. And part of that is due to LSU's defense. But to make this about Angel Reese, now, would I spend the moments after winning a national title, you know, pointing to my ring finger to Caitlin Clark, almost stalking her to say, hey, come on, I want you to react to this. Caitlin Clark never said anything about it, even afterwards. She's like, hey, they were very, very tough. I'm sure she's going to be bothered by this. But she talks junk on the floor all the time and makes gestures. And for people to just show up and say, oh, my God, did you see what she did? Yeah. I mean, she was in her bag, as she said. Hey, I'm in my moment here, and I did that. They were upset because Caitlin Clark did that to a South Carolina player. I get it. But I'm not going to think about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. This was a win for college basketball, for women's college basketball, and it should be viewed that way. But would I spend that moment after I won a national title? In the game, I would do that. That's what I would do. I'd make the gesture in the game to her. Then it's back and forth, and you're having fun. It's competitive. And look, Caitlin Clark does that all the time. We found it cute. But then Angel Reese does it, and then we're going to vilify her. And I'm not going to do that today. You talk it, you have to accept it. I would do that when I played. I mean, I wanted you to know, and then when you turned it on me, hey, it's on me. I got to eat it. And that's what happened here. You know, when you think about LSU or South Carolina all year long, ESPN was talking about Caitlin Clark in Iowa and showing the games. Well, they're probably thinking, what do we get to do to get noticed here? South Carolina defending champs. What do we get? We're not getting noticed at all. We're being viewed as, bouncers at a bar or whatever the descriptions were. So I understand the animosity here. And yes, does race play a role in this? It does. Certainly on social media. But for me, Angel Reese is a great player. Although she didn't have a great game, her stats may look that way. She won because of her teammates. And that surprised me a little bit that she was that kind of in your face after the moment there. But this has been building up for a couple of years. These other programs are like, do we get noticed? You know, for years, Connecticut being in the backyard of ESPN got all the coverage. Paige Beckers goes down. Caitlin Clark steps up. Now all of a sudden you got a darling in college basketball. But don't lose sight of what we saw the last couple of games here or the entire tournament. Women's game is fun to watch. And the ratings were really good. Friday night's game had more people watching than the NBA All-Star game. There, you know, college basketball, and I go back to Nancy Lieberman, Cheryl Miller, Annie Donovan, Annie Myers. I mean, a lot of great, 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 Cheryl Swoops. I mean, there's so many great players. And it's just the evolution there. And they are talking trash, but we're talking about them talking trash. That's what's interesting. Yeah, Marv.
Can we get Iowa, South Carolina, but can we get Iowa LSU next year also?
Tip-off classic.
Sure. They should have a doubleheader.
Yeah. Iowa play South Carolina, then play LSU?
No, but they should have a men's game. You know, a lot of times they'll have a doubleheader on an aircraft carrier. How about Iowa against LSU? Yeah, Paul.
The Iowa-South Carolina Final Four game on Friday night, in comparison to the same game last year, was up 72% year to year.
And look, it's an anomaly here because you have Caitlin Clark, but she's back next year. And she's a spectacular player. She'll go down as one of the greatest players in college basketball history. Yes, Marv.
Can we get John Cena to make an appearance for that game also?
Sure.
With the You Can't See Me reference, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
He can ref.
But people who kind of came in at the very end of the season and all of a sudden they're an expert on women's college basketball, you got to watch how Caitlin Clark plays. And she's very demonstrative on the floor. Like, hey, can you hear? I can't hear you when you shoot a three and I'm going to make the, can't see me. She did all of that stuff. And that rubbed some of these women the wrong way. That I have no problem. If you're going to talk trash, you got to accept it. And that's what happened. At the end of the game, I was disappointed that she used that moment at the end of the game instead of during the game. But it's her title. It's her fallout. You know, she seemed fine with it. Said, this is who I am, man. There's more on the way. We'll take a break. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Everybody's got an opinion about this, though. Everybody. We'll try to keep it civil here. All right? We'll try to. Man, social media was like, whoa, wait a minute. What just happened here? A lot of people using that as an agenda. Not necessarily Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. They had other ideas there. All right, we'll take a break. Jim Boeheim will join us coming up in a little bit. Holly Rowe was on the sidelines for the national title game. The great reporter for the Mothership will join us coming up a little bit later on. Phone calls, we'll get to those. Operator Tyler standing by. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Man, he's fallen on hard times. Jim Boeheim, Hall of Fame head coach, and now he's relegated to being in our bracket challenge, a celebrity bracket challenge. And right now he's in second place, but he's got Duke winning it all. Whereas, Marvin Prince, who never played basketball, never coached basketball, and he is he's got UConn winning it all. And he's
winning.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Sometimes you can know too much about basketball, I think, when you fill out these brackets. And he said,
this year it was really hard. Doesn't matter what you know. I'm surprised. I mean, there four people in this contest? Is that why I'm second? Because I'm shocked. This has been the craziest tournament. We now have balance. You know, we've said that for years, but then always there's two number ones or three number ones in the finals. Not anymore. It's really equal platforms for everybody. And it might be a good thing, but I know one thing. I'd rather watch the women's teams play than the men's right now, watching Caitlin Clark from Iowa. I mean, I think that was probably the most exciting player that I've seen in the Final Four in either tournament. In a long time. What an impressive player.
You know, rarely do you have a great scorer who's the best passer in America as well. But
I mean, unbelievable what she did. And, it's funny because I was coming back to the hotel. I walked in the hotel and this little short guy comes up to me and says, great career and everything. And I realized it was the point guard from Kansas State. And he is small. I mean, they say 5'8". I'm not sure, but he was one of the best passers I've seen for a point guard in a long. I mean, the imagination of his pass. But Caitlin Clark, she's an unbelievable kind of player. I had seen her a little bit during the year, but sometimes you think, well, can they do that in this tournament against, South Carolina, against LSU? Amazing, amazing player.
How do you, when you know how a game is being called, because that game was, it felt like it was physical, but they were calling ticky-tack fouls. How do you as a coach adjust?
It's hard. I mean, the players have to adjust. You know, when they start calling things early, as a coach, I really like it when they call stuff early and kind of get the physicality out of the game because I think we have too much of it. But I watch in the two games, Caitlin Clark didn't really get any favors, I didn't think, in the two games I saw. I mean, there was a lot of no calls that I thought were, what was that? But, you know, at the end of the day, you just adjust and you play, and the officials don't decide the game. I mean, if it's the last play of a game, like in one game we saw, then they can decide it. But over the course of the game, you're going to get those calls close.
UConn, when UConn is in a Final Four championship game, UConn wins. So if we go back to 1999, you know, they win championships. But we somehow don't include them in with Kansas and Kentucky and Duke and UCLA. Why aren't they considered maybe a blue blood nationally?
Well, the one thing I know, Jim Calhoun's one of the best coaches I've ever coached against, and I've been lucky to coach against a lot. And I think he's hard to like. Sometimes the media doesn't like him. It's kind of like me. They don't like me. You might a little bit, but the rest, you know. But I think because of that personality, I don't think Jim gets the credit. You have to understand, he won three at Connecticut. This is, you know, this was a Yankee Conference school before he took over. You know, to win at Kansas, to win at Duke, to win at Kentucky, it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy for anybody. But you got a heck of a lot better chance to get the kind of players you need at those schools to win. And so what Jim did, and, you know, now what Danny's done, those are big-time coaching moves. This is not a blue bud, but they've made themselves into that. And Jim didn't get nearly enough credit. When you ask somebody who are the best five coaches, Jim Calhoun's not mentioned. You know, you go Krzyzewski, you go Self, you go Roy Williams, you go a lot of places. And Jim's not mentioned. He is. I mean, he is one of the – he may be better, you know, than those guys for what he did and where he did it. And I don't think he's gotten the credit. When he got there, he won. And it's not easy to do any of that stuff. And Danny has done an unbelievable job. They clearly have the best team. And, you know, usually at this stage, the best team will win. Sometimes the best team doesn't get here, but usually at this stage, the best team will win. I like San Diego State. They play hard. They're really good defensively. We played them 2 years ago, same guys. And they're much better, much more physical. But it'll be a mountain to climb for them to beat Connecticut.
We're talking to Jim Boeheim, the former Syracuse head coach. I was wondering about this now, Coach. I heard Bruce Pearl talk about this. Why recruit that kid out of high school, spend a couple of years, and maybe you get him for 1 year? Why not just wait and do what UConn did? Just bring in all these players. Even Kim Mulkey at LSU, bring in all these players.
The success has been there with multiple teams. I'm not going to go through the list. I get in trouble when I do that. But the transfer portal, NIL, changed college basketball. You look at teams in our league went from the bottom to the top in 1 year. And you get veterans, seniors, 23 years old. I don't care how good the freshmen are. And the other thing with bringing in freshmen, if you bring in three or four, they don't play a lot. Because they're freshmen, they're leaving. So you lose. It doesn't do you any good to play them because you lose them. So, I mean, we recruit freshmen. I think you should recruit freshmen, but you better have portal guys. And especially when you get down a spot or two, you have to plug somebody in those spots. It's not always that easy. Remember, about 600 of the 1,600 didn't get a scholarship in the portal. And about half the players that did get scholarships in the portal, over half did worse where they transferred to. So the portal is not an automatic. It's you got to get the right portal. It's just like you got to get the right freshman. You got to get the right portal guy who fits your program, who can, if he's moving up, you know, can move up. Some guys lower level, they don't do so well when they move up to a higher level. So it's a tricky, difficult thing. But it's what college basketball is now, being in the NIL game and the transfer portal. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people about this, and there is no solution. You know, forget Congress. They, you know, they're having trouble debating, you know, where they put the toilets down there, you know, some days. So we're not going to get a solution there. We have to find a solution. And there really isn't one, because the players, Supreme Court players, can get whatever they want, whatever, you can't limit it. And the boosters are involved and agents are involved. So, hey, you're a young coach, you figure it out. Just like every other problem in the history of the sport, this is the biggest one that I've seen.
And you're out of it.
And I'm out of it and not unhappy about that. But
hey, did you see the NBA with this new agreement, collective bargaining agreement? It looks like the one and done is going to stay in college basketball.
Yeah, I don't listen to everything that's supposed to happen, you know. I don't think they want young players. I don't think they ever have. But I think it's good for some guys, just go. But I don't think it changes anything, really. You know, if you get the best freshmen, you know, they can play right away and you're okay. But there's a few of those. How many of those are there? 20 maybe? I don't know. It's a small number. But, you know, we can't react to the NBA, what they do, what we have to figure out a way to. There's so many things that could happen. All these young guys that do go, after a year, you know, there used to be a mechanism where it was actually a rule was proposed. They don't make it, let them come back to college. And it was, well, they got paid. Well, now everybody's getting paid. So if a whole bunch of young guys go out, they see what happened. And there's a big number that see pretty quickly. I'm going to have to play in East, you know, Bavaria someplace. Maybe I should go to college. Let them come back. Those are good players. Those are really good college players. Let's let them come back and go to college. I mean, it's something that was proposed in the past. Other sports have done it. I think it's something that could happen. But, you know, now that I have nothing to do, I can think of all this stuff. and you should go to Mike Krzyzewski. You should go to Roy Williams. You should go to some coaches that have been there right recently. Ask them for their input. You know, you have basketball committee members, and you know, they're trying. I know a couple of guys. They're not basketball people. Talk to basketball people. You know, you get to seeding. It's okay to consider the whole season, for example, for getting in the tournament. I understand that. But if you're playing in November winning and you're playing in March and losing 4 or 5 games in a row, you're not the high-seeded team. You're just not. You can actually base your seeding on how a team's playing the last 10 games. You know, if you don't want to eliminate somebody from the tournament because they lose 6 games, 7 games out of 10, all right, I'll go with that. November's important. But when you come to seeding a team, it's how they're playing right now that's important. And I worry if Florida Atlantic loses their tournament, they're not out. They're not in the tournament. And they should have won the other night, could have easily, and they wouldn't be here. And you look at a couple of the NIT teams, they're really good. So there's so much balance now. They used to say it's balance, but then those teams would get in trying to get beat by 20 or 30. This is not the case anymore. Teams are good. They deserve a chance to play. It's easy to expand the tournament. You play it. You have a play-in site right now. Hasn't diluted the tournament. Helped the tournament. We got there through the play-in site 1 year. So you have 3 play-in sites, get another 12 teams in, just like that. And you do it at the site where the tournament is that weekend. Now the team that wins it, the 2 teams that win it, don't have to travel. They're right there. And it's easy, and you really pick up. I mean, there's always going to be somebody that could get in, but you'd get those NIT teams that were really good, you get them in the tournament. And it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't dilute anything because after one game, everybody's that's not good is gone anyway. So it's something they should do, but we'll see what happens. But the game is a great game. I mean, the balance is there, and that's good for fans, good for spectators. See that happen. My team can get there. Whoever thought 2 teams for Florida would be in the Final Four years ago. Whoever thought Alabama would be good in basketball years ago. And anybody can. Anybody can get there. Blue Bloods still going to get through sometimes. but it's harder now for sure. I mean, you look at the top 2-3 teams in the country this year, Kansas, Purdue, they're really good. They couldn't get by a round or two. You know, it's just the way college basketball is. I mean, when you're a number one seed before you won your second game, then you start thinking about the tournament. You know, it's not the case anymore.
Looks like you're getting more hair. I mean, you seem like you got better color. And, I mean, you know, I think retirement's treating you well.
It's probably your eyes. You're probably getting a little
older. That's true.
You need a little better glasses.
I think your wife is praying that she gets worse eyesight then.
My wife is so happy today. She's going to see her number one son in Czech Republic today. She hasn't seen him in 7 months. If it was me, she would not even be packed yet. She wouldn't even be. We're ready to go to the airport like 4 hours ahead of time. She's going to see Jimmy. You know, if it was me over there, she might probably be sending me a letter or something. You know, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure if she'd do that. But, hey, you know, I had an unbelievable run. I never thought it would happen. It's just like you. You never thought you'd be doing this great things for so long. You thought you'd be pumping gas or something. I know that. But anyway.
Well, you know. Hopefully I never fall prey to the only thing I'm doing is a celebrity bracket challenge on a radio show. So if I get that low, then.
Hey, I've been offered 4 jobs in the media since.
Have you really?
In 4 weeks. So how tough can it be? How tough can it be? I've never worked in the media. I've never aspired.
Oh, you've worked on the media.
Well, I actually like the media. Just there might be a couple, but other than that, I enjoy the media. I always have, and it can't be that hard.
No, it's not.
Trying to hire me.
I mean, not. Holy cow. Well, they're hiring you for eye candy. I think that's what it is.
look at the face.
Oh, no. I know. Oh, don't I know? Safe travels there, and
it'll probably be radio. That way, they don't.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I've made a career out of it. Coach, safe travels.
Thank you.
That's Jim Boeheim. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Holly Rowe was there on the sidelines, ESPN reporter, also a winner of the Kurt Gowdy Award for outstanding reporting. And she was there on the sidelines for the entire weekend with women's college basketball. And Holly, kind enough to join us from Los Angeles, where she just landed. How would you describe the last month for the sport of women's basketball?
The last month of the women's basketball has been transcendent and electrifying and really good basketball. I have been very lucky to be on the Caitlin Clark train. I've been doing games at Iowa. I did her buzzer beater she hit with 1.5 seconds left to win a game against Indiana 3 weeks ago. And then I did her Sweet 16, Elite Eight, all the way up to the Final Four, watching her beat South Carolina and then drop 30 in a loss last night. And it's just been, I just haven't seen anything like it. I've been covering women's basketball for 30 years. I have seen all of the contemporary greats. And I was with Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird yesterday, and they're even impressed. So that should tell you something. But it's been really cool. And then the story of LSU, this is the most improbable national championship you've ever seen in your life. They had one player on the roster this summer. These are all transfers. And they won the national championship. So it's been a whirlwind, but it's been really cool.
I wonder what the reaction would have been if you gave Caitlin Clark the most outstanding player for the Final Four.
Yeah, I think that has happened before. We have had a most outstanding player on a losing team. You know, the world would have gone crazy because they think she gets too much star treatment. I would argue she's earned it. She set the record for most points ever scored in the NCAA tournament. She's broken every record. I think her play on productivity deserves it. But I see why they didn't. I totally get it. And Angel Reese is a phenomenal young woman. I can't sing her praises enough. She actually came and shadowed me during college football this year because she wants to do what I do. And she was so good on the sidelines. She was pointing out things. She knew the game. She had several observations that were important to my work. And so Angel Reese is a deserving, most outstanding player. And she is a phenomenal young woman.
Yeah, I love that women's basketball got the big stage. And in some ways overstaged the men's tournament because you had some really good teams, storylines, Caitlin Clark. But I don't want the takeaway to be Angel Reese holding up a ring finger to Caitlin Clark. But it feels like that's going to be more than just a footnote here, Holly.
Yeah, I'm really frustrated by this. This is such a distraction. And I was, you know, obviously going through social media last night. And I have a question for you. I really am genuinely interested in this because it seemed like the people that had the biggest problem with the trash talking, and the backstory is Caitlin did this in their last round. Now, she didn't do it in somebody's face. She did the John Cena, you can't see me. Everybody thought it was hilarious. John Cena tweeted at her. Angel's was a little more in Caitlin's face. I get that. But why are older men so offended by this? I really want to know.
Well, they probably tuned in for the first time. They probably thought, oh, gosh, let me see. Oh, there's this little white girl, and she's acting like Pete Maravich and Steph Curry, and wow, she's incredible. And not realizing that she is very demonstrative on the floor. You know, she's always going to the crowd, I can't hear you, or holding up a three, and she waved off the South Carolina girl on the perimeter. It felt like Angel was saying, you know what? Enough. We deserve credit. You were overcovered. They can't be mad at Caitlin Clark from the standpoint of she brought eyeballs. But my feeling was LSU and South Carolina were bothered by the overcoverage of Caitlin Clark. Therefore, people didn't focus on these women on these teams in their minds. That was the feeling I had.
That's what people feel in their minds. I'll tell you this. I personally, I flew overnight, red eye, slept in the airport on the floor to get to Baton Rouge to do a feature on Angel Reese January 24th. I have flown to St. Thomas to personally do a feature on Aaliyah Boston. Like we have covered everybody, but for some reason, people get that idea that that these other women don't deserve coverage, and that bothers me because her productivity on the court demands the coverage she received, period.
Well, then we misconstrue, and this is the feeling I got when I, and I don't go on social media, but when it's sent to me, then I'll read, but sportsmanship and gamesmanship, that all of a sudden, it felt like Angel Reese needed to show sportsmanship, whereas it was okay for Caitlin Clark to have gamesmanship, that she could be more taunting with you a little bit, or, you know, she has fun, and I have no problem with any of this stuff. If I was disappointed that Angel used that moment. You just won the national title. Use that moment with your team. Don't do it for that. You got the ultimate scoreboard there. But it felt like she was tracking her down to put it in her face. And Caitlin Clark, to her credit, just said, okay, look, you had your day. I'm not going to acknowledge. Yeah. But how do we not open up next season with LSU in Iowa and have a doubleheader with a men's game in a neutral site, Holly?
That's the best idea you've had. It's a great idea. There's a couple of layers to this conversation that I think are important. Number one, if this happened in a men's game, would we even be talking about it?
We might, depending on who it is, but we don't have stars.
It might
stars.
Have been a funny meme. It would have been a throwaway. It wouldn't have been a hashtag.
But we don't have stars in the men's game, Holly.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, Patrick Beverly does a lot of stuff. Draymond Green, all these guys do a lot of stuff, and we don't call them classless all the time, maybe sometimes. But so it bothers me that I think we demand a certain behavior by gender, one. Number two, for some reason, I think that we are only allowing Black women to behave a certain way. That's not right. And Caitlin Clark, in her last game, just told her opponent, that's a friend of hers, you're down by 15, shut up. We caught it on camera. That became a meme on the internet. So I have no problem with these young women talking trash to each other. That's sports for the end of time. You know, both of these women, both Caitlin and Angel, grew up playing on boys teams. They were both MVPs of two separate boys teams. Angel was an MVP of her boys team with her brother that played on it, who now plays for Maryland. These women grew up playing with and against the boys. So I have no problem with their behavior. I really don't. Do I wish Angel hadn't done it in that particular moment so that that became the story?
Yeah.
Maybe, because I don't want this to detract. She is incredible. She has taken this team from absolutely nothing and dragged them to a national championship. She's the one on the court. Do this. Try harder. She is the most demanding, in your face, demanding accountability. Angel Reese won this national championship by sheer will and force and skill. That's what I want us to be talking about because I freaking love her.
They should do, maybe she does a Kay's jewelry commercial where she's pointing at the finger.
Yes!
And then they go to Caitlin Clark and she's going, are you still doing that? Like you could do
yes!
it. You could have some NIL money coming in.
And I promise you, Caitlin talks so much trash. Like she really does. Not in a negative way. She's funny. I mean, she's so competitive. I promise you, Caitlin Clark has no problem with this. You know, maybe the moment, maybe she's disappointed about the loss today. Yeah. But the one person who's not going to be on social media like, woe is me, is Caitlin Clark because she totally gets it.
Yeah, it's weird. I said when I started the show, if you think this is about race, then it's about you. It's about the person who is consuming this. If you see, like, I didn't go, oh, you know, a Black girl can't act that way, but I didn't get caught up in. The only thing I thought was when you win, celebrate with your teammates. Don't make it about you and Caitlin Clark. Use the moment for the team because that's who won. Her team won that championship, not her. Without the bench that outscored Iowa 30-8, Holly, they're not winning this national championship. Take the moment to celebrate.
I don't disagree with that. Use the moment in that way. I will say this. Angel's hilarious, and this just kind of goes with her. Like, if you really know her, this goes with her personality. Like, I don't know if you guys are up on this, but she has a crown with her on the bench. Like a certified gold crown. It's heavy. I've worn it on my head. It sits on the bench. And when she's introduced for warmups, they put the crown on her head. And, you know, I said to Kim Mulkey 2 days ago, I'm like, are you okay with the whole celebrate? Like, how have you had Angel be herself and this big personality And she's like, I have no problem with it. Angel performs. She's my best leader. She's a great student. I have no problem with it. I want her to have a personality. And you heard Kim in the postgame interview with me last night say, I played with a lot of big personalities, and I've always believed to win, you have to let the big personalities be who they are. And that's what you saw on that team. That's why they won. Alexis Morris, she was exactly who she is. Angel, exactly who she is. And that's the beauty of it. So, if the coach is willing to let the players be who they are and celebrate it,
sure,
then let's have the public, let's let them have fun.
Did you have a celebrity experience on your flight to Los Angeles?
Yes, I had to share this because this just happened. So I'm here in a hotel with my friend, Marie Taylor. We're going to hang out today in L.A. on a little day off girls excursion. And we want to sit by each other on our flight. So we asked this very nice gentleman that's sitting next to Maria, do you mind moving? Could you please move? And he gets up. He moves all of his luggage. It's a whole thing. So nice. So we get off the flight. We're walking out. And the woman in front of us says, do you all realize you just made Johnny Gill from New Edition move seats? So we're mortified. We would like to say thank you to Mr. Gill. We will be purchasing tickets to his show this Saturday night in L.A., and we're very sorry.
That's awesome.
It was very funny. It was very funny.
It's great to see you.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for talking about women's basketball. Everybody has been so great, so supportive. Keep tuning in. It is just absolutely thrilling.
And let's get a doubleheader, men's, women's. And ESPN runs college basketball. You can go to Jimmy Pitaro.
If you don't think I'm texting the program I'm on it.
And yeah. I would have the women's game be the nightcap.
Yeah. Would you come and do your show from there if I can pull this off?
Well, where are we going to do it? At some remote area, some exotic area?
Neutral location, probably.
Let me get
some details. Let's circle back.
Okay.
But this is your baby, and, would love to have you.
Holly, thank you. And it's great seeing you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.